AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A fuel pipeline hit by a cyber attack last Friday says it will soon be back to normal after restarting service this evening.
Colonial Pipeline says it's begun the restart of pipeline operations, but it will take several days before supply chains can return to normal. The pipeline, which delivers about 45% of the fuel consumed on the East Coast, was down for 5 days after hackers unleashed a ransomware attack. Even though experts insist there's no shortage of gasoline, there is a disruption in delivering supplies that led to panic buying by the public and long, long lines at gas stations. GasBuddy.com reported 65% of gas stations in North Carolina ran out of fuel, 44% in Virginia, and 43% in Georgia. But Colonial Pipeline is expecting normal operations in the coming days. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney has been stripped of her House leadership position by fellow Republicans for her continued opposition to former President Donald Trump and his untrue attacks on last November's election. Cheney says Trump is a danger.
We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution, and I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution.
Shortly after voting Cheney out, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee tried to dismiss the severity of the January 6th attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters.
You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was a video from January the 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit.
Georgia Congressman Andrew Clyde, fellow committee member, Missouri Democrat Cori Bush.
Donald Trump was impeached for inciting the January 6th attack. But make no mistake, he is not the only one responsible.
The Republicans refuse to agree on even the basic evidence from the riot. This is AP News. Federal Aviation Administrator Stephen Dixon tells a House subcommittee he has absolute confidence in the Boeing 737 MAX and fixing the latest problem in the troubled jetliner will be straightforward. Dixon, however, gave no date for when roughly 100 grounded MAX jets might be approved to fly again. Airlines that own the planes are waiting for Boeing to fix a production flaw involving improper electrical grounding of some components. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announces its latest class of inductees. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
The Go-Go's, the Foo Fighters, and Jay-Z make the Rock Hall their first time on the ballot. Carole King, Tina Turner, and Todd Rundgren also will be inducted at a ceremony in Cleveland on October 30th. LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads will be honored with Musical Excellence Awards. Kraftwerk, Gil Scott-Heron, and Charlie Patton will be honored as early influencers. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.